the physical and geographical world, the direction in which you're walking will determine your destination. It's not your intentions or your hopes and dreams that will determine your destination. It's the road you choose to travel. The same is true in every area of your daily life, that where you will end up relationally, morally, financially, and in every area of life will be determined by the roads you choose to travel. Now, if you're a workaholic, that's a road with a predetermined end. You'll end up having achieved some career or financial goals, but you'll also end up disconnected from your family. If you're a big spender and use credit cards to support your lifestyle, the end of that road is called stress and perhaps even bankruptcy. In every area of life, the direction you choose to walk in will determine your destination. Now, the problem is that when it comes to our personal lives, we think that we can cheat or override the law of the path, that directions and not intentions determines your destination. Now, there are many well-intentioned people who will wake up one day and ask, how did I get here? Or how did I end up financially ruined with broken family, feeling empty and depressed? And the answer is simple. The path you chose led you to where you are. Now, oftentimes people fall so in love with the journey that they hardly ever ask, where does this road end? Because every road has a predetermined end. See, if you want to know if you're heading in the right direction, just slow down and look at the signs on the road. But don't just ask yourself, where am I? Ask yourself, if I keep on traveling down this road, where will I be tomorrow or the next day? It may be time to recalculate. It may be time to find the first exit ramp, or it may be time to make a U-turn and simply turn around. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Now that's a road that you should choose to travel on.